Time now to take five for your community on WAMW. And today we have Billy Kay with us and Sherry Davis talking about the Salvation Army. Guys, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning.
Now, Billy, we'll start with you. The Salvation Army. Kind of give us the crib note version of what the Salvation Army is all about and its cause.
The Salvation Army is a nonprofit organization with Service Extension, the part that I oversee. We basically are in all the counties where there's not a physical Salvation Army church and there's not an officer. So basically we provide services back out to the community, the funds that we get from our Red Kettle campaign, United Way, and grants and things like that.
And we remember you quite well during that. We were just talking that the last time you were in here may have been when we had the tornadoes that struck literally right over this building.
Yes. We brought the canteens down and we were serving many meals every day.
You know, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but it's not necessarily a good thing when we see you sometimes.
This is true.
But you're there when we need you, and that's what it's all about. So the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign, it'll be coming up before we know it.
It will be. That's what Sherry and I were just speaking of. It's like, oh my gosh, it's right around the corner. We have to start on Black Friday. So, yeah, it's literally around the corner.
If you want to volunteer and give back over the holidays, that's one easy way to give back, just a little bit of your time to ring the bell. And it makes such a world of difference when you have the physical person right there ringing that bell, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And what most people don't realize is that money actually serves people in the county. It helps with basic needs like rent, utilities, things like that locally. So that money does serve the Davies County.
Now, Sherry, through your job with Connections, you work directly with the Salvation Army, right?
Yes. And if people need help, we take the information, and then Salvation Army is one of the resources that we can use to help people pay their bills.
And besides that, sometimes you may need vouchers for hotel stays or food vouchers. That's where they come in too, right?
Correct. Yes. The police station has vouchers for hotels if people are coming through. We can pay for gas money if people need to get to a doctor out of town. And like I said, rent and utilities, and it's a big help.
Absolutely. And you know, so if you want to if you were seeking out that help, I guess the Connections office would be a good place to start. Is that right?
Yes, they can call the Connections helpline, and it's 257-2650, and we can take the information, and then you know we can look at the resources, and Salvation Army would be one of the resources that we use.
And Billy, of course, it takes donations to keep the Salvation Army striving.
Yes, we always say money raised here stays here. As Sherry was mentioning, that's kind of a misconception. I think they think that Salvation Army just collects all the money across the state and then we decide how much we divvy out. So when you're at the Washington Walmart and you drop that money in that kettle, you know it's going to stay in Washington County.
That's what's so great. Again, give back during the Red Kettle campaign this year. Are you currently taking sign-ups, or are we here to kind of get the word out about the Red Kettle campaign now? Is that is it coming up? Or it's never too early, I guess, right?
It's never too early. That's another thing we were speaking about. Right now, you can call Connections, and Sherry can take your name down to sign up for bell ringing. But we are currently still looking for that person to actually coordinate the Red Kettle campaign.
Now, what does that entail exactly?
It entails basically scheduling, calling a lot of the Lions, Rotary, you know, the clubs to get them scheduled, the churches. So a lot of scheduling, and then just having the kettles and equipment ready every day. And then we're partnering with another agency in town that'll be helping pick up those kettles. So it's just a lot of scheduling and organizing.
Now, is this a paid position, volunteer position, or how does this work?
We are looking for a volunteer.
Gotcha. So, again, if you want to step up in a big way and help coordinate the volunteer efforts for the Red Kettle campaign, as we've mentioned throughout the interview this morning, it all stays here in Washington and Davies County, so you know you're giving back to locals in need. We need you. We need you to step up and volunteer, because it takes that one key coordinator to get the excitement going, to get the volunteers there, because the kettle will always be out. But when there's physically a body there ringing that bell, it's hard to say no, isn't it?
Yeah, we'd like to see people maybe get into maybe like a competition. You know, some of the groups could try to compete and see who could raise the most money. And people think that they have to do, you know, 2 or 3 hours. They can do an hour if they need to. So it's, you know, you can decide how much time you can spend there at the kettle.
Well, if you want to volunteer, again, Sherry, you're the contact,
yes.
Right? And what's the phone number one more time?
812-257-2650.
The Red Kettle campaign begins on Black Friday. Volunteers are needed now. If you would like to coordinate the volunteers and be the person, the go-to person to step up and help the cause, be sure to get in touch with Sherry, and let's get the ball rolling and do your part to ring the bell for the Salvation Army this holiday season. Guys, thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck with your efforts in the campaign this year.
Thank you.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Villages at Oak Ridge.